What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled Fresh Baklava is ready to ship tomorrow morning, Monday, and the server updates. As you guys know, I run a food truck and I do baklava. I do other things like shawarma. I sell my baklava on Amazon.com. I actually sold a couple of them to you MGTOW guys and everybody loved it. A quick update about the server. As you guys know, we raised about 9K a couple of weeks ago to get MGTOW TV our own servers. That way we don't have to lease servers from other companies and shit like that who can kick us out anytime they want. So the kick-ass server was bigger and better than I originally anticipated, because thanks to all of you guys out there who donated up to 9K, we now have a bigger war chest to get bigger, better servers that can last us a longer time and give us better performance. The server is already at the data center in the Midwest. The cloning process from the old server to the new one should start in a couple of hours tonight. So God willing, on Monday, Tuesday, we can kick the old server company to the curb. And from that point on, we just rely on our own servers that we own and manage. Anyway, guys, so this is the baklava. I just did it. I didn't put it in the oven yet. I just wanted to show you the baklava. I just cut it up about 5 minutes ago. So the baklava, as you guys can tell, it's a filio dough. It has walnuts in there. It has pistachio nuts. It's gonna have honey after it comes out of the oven. So right now, guys, this baklava you guys see over here, like, I sell half of it for $35 on Amazon. If you guys come to the truck and buy it from me on the truck, I can sell you half of this for like $28 if you buy it from the truck. But if you come on to the Amazon.com, you're gonna buy it for $35. That's because, you know, Amazon takes a commission, not to mention that I offer free shipping on Amazon. So for $35, you know, half of this will come to your house within a week. You know, so because depending where you live, of course, you know, if you live in California, it's going to take a week to get to you. If you live in Florida, it's going to be at your house Tuesday morning, you know. So I just wanted to show you guys how the baklava looks like before I put it into the oven. So as you guys can probably see, it's walnuts and pistachio nuts are in here. Now when I put it, after I take it out of the oven, I'm gonna put some light brown sugar, real honey, and a hint of cinnamon and lemon on top of it. And I'm gonna put it in the refrigerator, cool it down. And tomorrow morning, guys, it's gonna be ready for sale, whether people buy it off of the truck here in Florida or whether you guys wanna buy it off of Amazon. And like I said, dudes, this is about a pound and a half. As you guys can see, some baklavas tend to be a little bit bigger than one another. It all depends on how I end up cutting them. However, when I package them, you're gonna get a pound and a half of baklava. So yeah, you guys are gonna get 6 pieces, about a pound and a half of baklava. It's gonna be ready to ship as early as 24 hours from now. In fact, 24 hours from now, it will already be on the truck if you guys order tonight or early tomorrow from Amazon. So yeah, guys, that's really what I wanted to tell you, dudes. Yeah, baklava is ready for sale again. For $35, you're gonna get half of it. You're gonna get a pound and a half. And like I said, you know, I'm gonna even it out, even though, as you guys can see, some slices are a little bit smaller than the other, but I'm gonna even it out, and you guys are gonna get your pound and a half when I ship it out to you tomorrow, assuming you're gonna buy from me. Yeah, this whole food truck thing, guys, this is actually easier than I thought. Then again, I'm high IQ, as you guys know, I'm Jewish. So unlike Coach Bitchpil, my brain tends to be functioning at a much higher intelligence, you know. So, and for those of you who don't know, Coach Bitchpil is not Coach Redpil. Coach Bitchpil is that god-awful Kiwi seal who lives in Australia, was that god-awful voice of his. You know, it makes me want to commit an act of terrorism. That's how bad his nasally voice is. But, you know, this video is not about tranny faggots, you know. Let's see, do I have any customers? No. Sunday, guys. Sunday I'm off. And the reason behind it is that Sunday is family day. So a lot of families, they go to sit-down restaurants. It's really not a food truck day for them on Sunday. So Sunday is when I do prep, I do experimentation. We're gonna be doing hummus. I already had two orders on DoorDash and shit like that. So even though Sunday I'm officially off, you know, I'm on call if we get any DoorDash and Uber orders. And I tell people, hey man, if you guys gonna have a big order, you know, like $100 order, heck, I'll cook it for you and I'll even bring it to you for free delivery, you know. But yeah, Sunday in general, guys, not a good day for business because, again, people want to go to a sit-down restaurant, they want to hang out with the family. So coming to a food truck is not usually appropriate on Sunday. It's not saying that people wouldn't come out. I'm simply stating it's just not worth it to be in a food truck for 10 hours and maybe get two or three people, you know. Not to mention that you need at least one day off to clean the truck, prep, do some experimentation because we want to bring in hummus eventually. So yeah, guys, if any of you guys place an order on Amazon right now, I'm gonna leave the link, okay? You're gonna have half of this delivered to you as early as you know. It's gonna be shipped to you on Monday, but again, depends where you live, right? If you live in California, it's gonna take you a week. If you live in Miami, you're gonna have it on Tuesday. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to let you know what's going on, and I'll talk to you later. Peace.